me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flies.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be sports, pop culture, political. If you have an item you think might be valuable, give us a call, 312-332-3776. Or you can tweet me an item at T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. You can tweet it during the week or during the show. If we get it on the show, you get in the drawing. This week we're giving away a box of 2014-15 Hoops basketball, which has two autographs per box, and there's one rookie autograph, so the rookies this year look real good in the NBA. Jabari Parker is really starting to pick it up, so it's a good prize, and I've got a lot of tweets that I'll be already during this week, an incredible group of things that actually people tweeted or brought into T-Crown. If you bring it into Triple Crown in Naperville and show me an item, and I tweet a picture of it, then you get in the drawing if I talk about that on the show also. And Vince is back after the softball injury. You feeling better now, Vince?
I am. You never know how much you appreciate just being able to walk, you know?
Yeah, right.
Feeling
that's
much
right.
Better. Thanks.
And Bill Huggins is at the Fanatics card show in Rosemont today. Bill, how's it been so far?
It's been actually one of our best shows here. I just last night had to ship 375-pound boxes full of stuff back to our office.
Wow, nice. And you're still there today with you've got the ESPN radio sign on your table at the show?
I sure do, and I've had several people who've come and saw the sign and said, you're not the one that does the radio.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you don't know whether to say, yes, I am, or what radio show. Well, now, speaking of items that have been brought into Triple Crown, I tweeted a picture of this. Tom is on the line. The hockey stick guy, Tom, had brought in two game-used hockey sticks from the 50s that I tweeted a picture of. This was on November 19th. If you go through the at T-Crown Tom, you can see a picture of Tom holding these sticks. One's from Jacques Plante and another one from Dollard St. Laurent. The one from Dollard, a lot of signatures on it, right, Tom? Now, you got these yourself back in the 50s at Chicago Stadium, correct?
That's correct. I was a big Montreal fan as a kid, and when Montreal would come to town, I would sit in the West Arena in the mezzanine section right at the front row where the players used to go down the stairs to go into their dressing room. And over the couple of years, I kind of made a friend with Dollard St. Laurent, who was a key defenseman for Montreal. And lo and behold, as time went on, he gave me his stick, which is professionally made. And then Jacques Plante gave me his stick. And there's some interesting history here. If you want, I could start with the Jacques Plante goalie stick,
Yeah, the goalie stick with the tape, and you still have the roll of tape.
Yeah, the original friction tape, which was cloth electrical tape. And it's pattern made for Plante, stamped right on here. CCM, which is Canadian Cycle Manufacturing Company.
Yeah, we saw, you know, I looked one up that had the exact same stampings that had sold on the internet a while back for over $3,800. So yeah. I have no doubt that that's a legit Jacques Plante.
Well, there should be another stamping. Oh, no, it's legit, but there should be another stamping for the 1954 Canadiens. All their sticks, and this is stamped on the shaft, was distributed by Raymond Hardware Sporting Goods Limited in Montreal.
Now, who are some on the Dollard St. Laurent stick?
Yeah.
Who are some of the signatures you got on there?
On that stick, there are 10 autographs, 8 of which are Hockey Hall of Famers. And starting from the top of the shaft, I don't know if your photograph was clear enough, was Maurice Richard, the Rocket.
Right.
Coming down the shaft, and he was inducted in 1961. Butch Bouchard, a defenseman, 1966. Jean Béliveau, a center.
Yeah, he was great.
1972. Doug Harvey, defenseman, 1973. Jacques Plante, the goalie, obviously, 1974. Henry Richard, the pocket
the
rocket.
The pocket rocket, that's right. I love that
1979.
Nickname.
1979. Dellart St. Laurent, who was a key defenseman. He didn't make the Hockey Hall of Fame, but he was a key defenseman when Montreal was on offense. Him and Tom Johnson were very good puck handlers when Montreal, when the other team had a penalty.
See, I'm not. That's the one name on that group that I'm not familiar with, so that's good to know. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, there's another one that's not a Hockey Hall of Famer. Next in line would be Jackie LeClair, and he was a right wing. So St. Laurent and LeClair were not inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Going further down the shaft is Bert Olmsted. He was a left wing, and he was inducted in 1985. And the last one down on the shaft is Boom Boom Geoffrion.
Very cool.
He was a right wing in 1972.
Can you tell the story of how Boom Boom got his nickname?
Oh, yeah. This stick carries a lot of history, if you like hockey. As an example, there's out of the 10 signatures, 8 of them are Hockey Hall of Famers. 2 of them are deceased, and I discovered that when you die, their autographs become more valuable. That'd be Richard and Geoffrion. Geoffrion got his name, the nickname Boom Boom. He's the one that actually developed the slap shot in the old Montreal form. And he would practice in the evening when there was nobody around. And by coincidence, there happened to be a reporter there on some other business and heard this, like, echoing boom, 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 boom throughout the interior of the Montreal skating area. And he asked one of the attendants, "Who's that? What's happening?" "Well, that's Boom Boom Geoffrion." It was almost like an ad lib. "Oh, that's Boom Boom Geoffrion."
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he goes on to remember he developed the slap shot with a flat bladed stick, not like Halls that was curved and what have you. Of more of interest, there are 2 players, both Richard and Béliveau, that they waived the 3-year wait period to be inducted into the Hall of Fame because of their contribution to hockey.
And those were all signed in the 50s.
Yes, 1954.
Bill, you have what? Now, we know roughly what the Jacques Plante could go for, but any idea on what you think that the other stick might go for in an auction?
Tom, did all these guys play on the same team, or is this something you got over a period of years?
Same teams, all signed the same day. They were after I got the stick from St. Laurent, told me to wait by the players' locker when they come out after they dress because they were all going to take a bus. In those days, the teams took trains.
So they were signed in 1954 then?
Yeah, 60 years old. All in one time.
Was that a championship team for them, Tom?
It was. Yes, it was.
Oh.
Sweet.
Dude, I don't know what to say as far as if you were decided to sell that, what the value would be.
Here's another little bit.
That's one thing.
Yeah, right.
You may have to do that noise a couple more times, Tom, because that's nice.
You know, isn't it hard to believe that Tom was worried he'd be like pull a Jackie Gleason and humming a humming a humming on the show? Tom, you're rolling here. You've got no problems at all. You've got a good radio voice. You're rolling.
Hey, let me give you a little tidbit on these 10 players. There's 263 players that have been inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame. 10 of them, the 3-year wait period was waived for their contribution.
Okay.
2 of these were Montreal Canadiens out of the 10, Richard and Béliveau. Richard was the first 50-goal scorer and the first 500-goal scorer, and he did that at a time when no other player was even approaching 400 goals. Béliveau was a big center. He was like 6'3", 205-pound, big, big center, but could skate and stick handle. He's the first center, probably still the only center, to ever score 500 goals.
Very cool.
As a center.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know if you ever do decide to sell those, that Bill Huggins would be more than happy to auction them for you, and we, of course, would mention them on the show because you gave us this great background, Tom. Really neat item. So always keep that in mind if you ever think, and I know you love those sticks, but if you ever think you might want to sell them, they'd be great auction items.
Yeah, and lastly, Jacques Plante, his contribution, he really should have been excluded the three-year waiver along with Jeffrey on for developing his left. But Jacques Plante developed the goalie mask.
Yeah,
he had
right.
200 stitches, and they wouldn't let him play. And he came up with what became the first Halloween 13 white mask.
Now, I thought the first one was Gump Worsley.
No.
Okay.
It was Jacques Plante. He got injured.
I'm
in
believing
the game
you, Tom. I'm not arguing with you. You know your stuff. Yeah. Do you have like a Montreal logo emblazoned on your front door or anything?
I used to. The other thing I got is I got a pair of practice second skates from Dickie Moore.
Oh,
Hackleberry
cool.
boots with pro-light blades.
Hey, Bill, maybe before you fly back to Washington, you ought to stop by Tom's house, huh?
In Mount Prospect.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But anyhow, I guess. I don't know. There's an awful lot of history on this stick.
Yeah, I think you're probably thousands for each of them. How many thousands? It depends how many guys decide to bid on them, but I think you got a lot of money there, Tom.
Yeah, would you think like maybe 500 a autograph? Or I don't even know.
Yeah, you can't really do it that way. It's kind of you just get it out there and let all the big hockey fans really check it out and just see how high they're willing to go. I mean, what do you think, Bill? What do you think is the limit on those two sticks?
It's thousands, and how many thousands? My 20,000 bidders will tell us that.
Yeah, right. It'd be awesome to find out.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, and I'll let you go, I did, then they never saw the stick, and it was only like a handwritten letter. There's a company in Toronto called Frozen Pond.
Oh, yeah.
And they estimated the stick back then at approximately $7,400. Now, remember, this Dollar St. Laurent stick is pristine. There's no cracks in the blade. The shaft is perfect, no chips. Same thing with the goalie stick. They thought it was about $7,400 without seeing it if the right buyer came along. But then they mentioned, you know, as soon as when these guys start dying off, they become more valuable. Well, since that time, both Richard and Jeffrey have passed on. So I hope. I hate to say it, but maybe I've made some money off their demise.
Yeah, I guess so, Tom. Well, thanks for the call. You did a great job. You can call in any time, Tom.
Hey, okay, Tom. Thanks.
All right, thank you. The Tom Show. He really took over there. I can't believe that he was worried about it, that he wasn't. He was
That's
rolling.
A great-looking stick. That's amazing.
That's really something. Yep. Those are great items. I mean, you do not – wouldn't you say, Bill, that you far – You see more game-used bats from the 50s or older than you would see game-used hockey sticks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were far less teams.
Yeah, right.
You had far less players.
Right. And, they just don't seem to show up. I didn't know that story about I knew, obviously, Jacques Plante, but the other guy I really had never seen highlights of him, didn't realize how good he was. That was a great story. Okay, now we have Derek from Dyer, Indiana's on the line. What do you have there, Derek?
Hey, actually, I just tweeted you a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
I have from the 2010 Green Bay Packers Super Bowl team, I have a helmet that has every signature on it. I'm friends with Greg Jennings, and he gave it to me as a gift in October before they won the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's cool.
And right, and I was actually going to head out to the Donald E. Stevenson Center this morning because they have a sports collector show, I think Fanatics or something.
Yeah, but Huggins is there, actually.
Oh, cool. PSA, TNA, right. Well, I was going to get it authenticated because I've had it for a couple years, and I don't know the value of it, but I know it has to be worth something because Greg Jennings is a friend, and all of these signatures on it from the entire team.
So you got a ton of them. If you go to @TCrownTom, the picture does come up. It's a full size Packer helmet. How many total signatures do you know?
It's the entire team, and again,
that's awesome.
Right, I mean, it's like the entire team. So
are you thinking of selling that, Derek?
Well, you know what? I'm just, you know, everything has a price tag. I just don't know.
Well, why don't you stop by and see Bill Huggins at the show today with that helmet? And, Bill, you can talk to him about it, okay?
Yeah, Derek, this is not one of Greg Jennings' helmets, is it?
No, Greg actually, because he sent it to me, he actually purchased the helmet just an official helmet because he actually shifted to me in that same packaging. I think the helmet would work like $399 or something.
Did you used to play football with him, Derek? Or
no, actually, here's my connection to Greg Jennings. Edgar Bennett. I went to school in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay,
and I'm friends with Edgar Bennett.
Oh, okay.
And through Edgar Bennett, I kind of became friends with several players on the team because my wife used to work for the Oprah show for 12 years. So all those guys used to want to get their wives on the Oprah show. And Greg Jennings had a, you know, he has a foundation. And he was like, hey, how about giving me 4 tickets to the Oprah show that I can auction off? So he was like, you know, we would go up there, we would go to his suite and hang out with his family. And, you know, we just became friends over the years.
You don't have an Oprah-like single-sign baseball or football, do you? You know, that would have good value.
Hey, man, you know what? The only thing I have from Oprah, man, is a picture that's signed. You know?
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. How much you think that would be, Bill, an Oprah-signed photo?
I don't know that I've ever sold one.
I think that'd be more than you think. I think that might be at least a couple hundred dollars, Derek.
Hey, sure.
Hey, man, well, I have pictures of, like, even being at the Super Bowl and hanging out with Greg. I actually, so I was about to tell you a story. So Greg Jennings, I mean, I think he raised about $30,000 for this particular, these 4 tickets and this little swag bag that was given to him. So he asked me in return, what can I do for you, man? I'm just very appreciative. And I said, hey, man, if you can give me a team-signed helmet, that would be cool. He just said, done. And he sent it to me, in the mail, man. And it was, you know, I've had it ever since.
That's awesome, Derek. Well, thanks for the call. Look up Bill Huggins at the show in Rosemont today. He's got an ESPN radio sign on his table, so you'll know it's him. And you can talk to him about it. That's great. Now it's time for a short break, everybody. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll get in a drawing for a box of 2014-15 Hoops basketball, which Vince from ERC Delivery will deliver right to your door. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins December 1st. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
With a recent nude celebrity photo hacking scandal, we can't help noticing whose naked pictures have not been leaked. No Supreme Court justices, no captains of industry, not even a single naughty Nobel Prize winner. Clearly, these very successful people have one thing in common. They store their hot-cha-cha, saucy pants, get-your-freak-on shots on Live Home. Live Home is a 2-terabyte drive that automatically pulls all of your photos and videos from all of your devices, puts them in a single centralized library, and gives you instant secure access to your entire collection from anywhere. So if you're a Nobel Prize winner with 71,400 hot-cha-cha photos on your Live Home, you're a Nobel Prize winner with 71,400 hot-cha-cha photos on your phone, tablet, or laptop, while hardly using any storage. It's a brilliant way to store, organize, and enjoy all the digital photos and videos in your collection, even the Get Your Freak On ones. Discover Live Home today at MyLive.com. That's MyLYVE.com. Now available at Amazon.com.
Do you know how fast you were going, son?
Call me Ed.
Do you know how fast you were going, Ed?
You mean exactly?
Yes, exactly.
No, not exactly. How fast?
Fast.
Faster?
You were going very fast.
Fast is my job, officer.
Fast is your job?
Yes, sir.
What kind of job?
I deliver, sir.
What do you deliver?
The world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
I thought Jimmy John's had the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
Jimmy John's does have the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
So you deliver for Jimmy John's?
I deliver for Jimmy John's.
So do you always deliver fast?
I always deliver fast.
How fast?
I deliver subs so fast you'll freak.
It's not smart to freak a cop, son.
You didn't order Jimmy John's sub, sir.
So if I did order a Jimmy John's sub, when would I get it?
Now.
What if I don't want it now?
Then call later.
Or I can pick it up myself.
Or you can pick it up yourself.
Because I'm pretty fast too.
I'm sure you are, sir.
Very fast.
I believe you, sir.
Faster than you.
No way, sir.
Way faster.
In your dreams.
You dissing me, son.
No, sir, I'm polite.
Fast and polite.
Very polite and very, very fast.
Is that a challenge, son?
No, sir, it's a fact.
Let's burn rubber, kid.
It wouldn't be fair.
Why not?
You've got a fully blown V8 Camaro with slicks and headers.
So?
I've got a 10-speed bike.
I'll let you off with a warning.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Car buying has never been easier than at Mercedes-Benz of Chicago. Why? Because you can browse hundreds of Mercedes-Benz, like the all-new 2015 GLA. Be one of the first to test drive Mercedes-Benz all-new compact SUV, the 2015 GLA, or visit us online at fjchicago.com.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you. It's customer appreciation, and we're saying thanks by offering two of your all-time favorite 6-inch sandwiches for $2 each. The tremendously tasty meatball marinara and the super stacked cold cut combo made fresh from the bread up. So let Subway treat you with these two delicious $2 sandwiches this holiday season during our customer appreciation celebration. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less. Why additional charge for extras?
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The phone number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. Or you can tweet me at TCrownTom, a picture of an item. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2014-15 Hoops basketball. And let's see now. Yesterday, Paul stopped by Triple Crown. I tweeted a picture of a couple of baseballs that Paul has. One of them is a 63 White Sox signed ball. What makes this one good, in addition to being, I think was the last year that Nelly Fox, who signs Nelson Fox, was with the White Sox, but Dave DeBuscher has a real nice signature on this ball. He, of course, went on to be a Hall of Fame basketball player with the New York Knicks, but he was a White Sox pitcher for a while there. So I like that ball with the two of them on there. And then his other ball was mostly Pittsburgh Pirates, but it had a couple of Cubs on there, like Ernie Banks, and I think Ron Santo was on there, but a great signature of Roberto Clemente, Bill. Now, this ball was shellacked. You can see from the picture, first off, having a couple Hall of Famers added on to one team's ball, how much does that hurt? It doesn't help, I guess. But and then how much does it hurt the value of a ball when it's shellacked, even if the signatures are still real bold?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, we've seen a lot of balls over the years that are shellacked. And if it's done lightly, light coating of shellac, I have found very few people that will object to that. What that did was that prevented any fading.
Yeah.
Those things will never fade. Now, I've also seen guys, I don't know if they painted it on with a house paint brush, but I mean, it's just gooed and gobbed on there. That could detract from the ball, but a light coating of shellac, I almost like that. It preserves the signatures. It makes the signatures pop off the ball.
Oh, you should see how bold they are on this picture at T Crown Tom on Twitter. It's my last tweet yesterday. Boy, the Clemente is beautiful.
Yeah, no, that, and I mean, the fact that it's got a Banks and a Santo on it, that's not the end all. I mean, neither of those teams, I don't believe, were championship teams. So you've got a collection of probably a moment in time, a game, maybe a Cubs Pirates game that they all got that.
Right. He had a good story with it. He also, I think he's going to put these. You would want those in an auction in the spring, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, both of them. Sound
okay.
Perfect.
Also, he's got another great item, and he thinks he has more, but he said he was going to look for it and either send me a picture or bring it in. He has from the 30s a panoramic team photo of the Bears signed by the entire team. And that would be a great item.
Is Kyle Orton on there?
No, no, I don't think Kyle was. He's getting up there, but he's not that old. You know, last week we were talking about Bears and Redskins. Actually, after last week's game, maybe the Redskins are worse than the Bears, Bill.
Well, that's a two-headed coin toss.
Yeah, you lose either way. Alfred from Hawthorne Woods is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Alfred. What do you have there? Hey, Alfred.
Yes, I have a Chicago Cubs baseball signed by the whole team, including Leo Durocher right before he was fired.
Okay, so 72 you think it is?
Yes, 72.
Was Ernie Banks still on that?
I think so.
Okay, most of the guys from the 69 team were still there on 72. So that's probably a good ball. What do you think, maybe 200 or 300 if the signatures are nice, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, if it's complete and it's got all those guys on it, I mean, that's just a fabulous team, that 69 team, all those Santo and Hundley and Hector and, you know.
Long-time, big-name Cubs.
For sure.
Yeah, good ball, Alfred.
All right, and it's Leo Durocher. He signed it right before he got fired. 72.
Yeah, that's right. Then he went.
The only thing you have to worry about, Alfred, with Leo Durocher is he was one of the notorious guys back then. He had a rubber stamp, kept it in his pocket. When people asked him to sign a ball, pulled it out, popped it on the ball.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh, I had never heard that story.
Him and Danny Murtaugh were famous for that.
So those type baseballs, that's where JSA really comes in handy, where they look it over, and they know how to look for clubhouse signatures on team-signed balls and also that type of stuff. See, that's where autograph authenticators really come in handy, where that type of stuff, I mean, who would know that unless you're dealing with that stuff constantly? So that's great info. Chris from Woodstock's been waiting. What do you have, Chris? Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a 2014 signed golden NBA basketball by the entire San Antonio Spurs team after they won the championship.
Whoa, now that's nice. The 2014 championship Spurs ball.
They signed it in June of this year.
I have not seen a Spurs championship signed ball, but I'll tell you what, to me, Tim Duncan, the longer he goes, more and more I consider him the top power forward in history. So, and he doesn't sign a ton, like he's not in a lot of the card sets with autographs. So that's a good ball. I mean, I would think that's got to be over $1,000, don't you think, Bill?
What type of a ball did you say was golden?
Yeah, it's called a golden NBA basketball. What they do is they use it for the signatures. I had sent him, I know Jim Boylan, so I do an outing every year and I try to get money for hospice. Problem was is that the clientele at the outing this year really wasn't enough there, so I'm trying to find out what I could do for that so I could donate that money to hospice. So it's called I can tweet you a picture later if you like me to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we've done a lot of sales in our auctions where the proceeds all go to a charity or a foundation,
oh.
And we mentioned that in the description.
Cool.
And with the stuff, so I don't know if people will bid a little bit more knowing where the proceeds will go, but it certainly can't hurt.
And we would definitely mention that on the air also, so that's something. Give Bill Huggins. Now, Huggins and Scott has a new phone number, right, Bill? It's 301-608-0355.
Yep, that's our office.
You guys moved offices, so 301-608-0355. Give Bill Huggins a call during the week, and you guys can discuss doing that for charity, Chris.
Perfect. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Very good. Now, Bill, Vince came up with a new business idea. I was telling Vince about this one collection about 15 years ago where this family had cleaned out their attic. They bring in a box into T-Crown. They're like, either can you tell us if there's any value in here, or we were just going to throw it out. My mom was cleaning out the attic. And Vince, what's your new business idea?
Well, you know, just with all, you hear all these stories about people finding collections in attics under floorboards. So I figured, ERC delivery service and attic cleaning.
And attic cleaning service,
Floorboard fixing, too, you know, just tag it on to the commercial.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you never know what people...
I still think there's lots of neat stuff still out there that people just don't even know what it, you know.
Absolutely.
They may be struggling to make payments on their mortgage or food, and they may have $50,000 sitting in a closet that they don't even know.
Or in an attic in a basement somewhere. I think Paul, with these two baseballs and the other stuff, I think that was something their family had. He didn't know about till recently, I think he said in his story. So, yeah, you really never know. T-Crown Tom on Twitter, we had a couple other neat things. Steve stopped by. I've noticed that, and Huggins and Scott, you guys are selling, you sell pretty many comic books. In the December auction, HugginsandScott.com, the bidding begins June 1st. I noticed you had a lot of different comic books for sale in there, including a 1960 Justice League of America issue number one. Well, Steve stopped by. He had some pretty nice looking, I know nothing about the value of comic books, but he had a couple old Batman comic books from the 50s and 60s and the Lone Ranger and Superboy and stuff like that. So you guys take in lots like those too, right, Bill?
Oh yeah, I have, that was the Americana Steve who handles all that stuff for us. He loves the comics. You go into his office, it's mounds and mounds of comics in his auction.
All right.
He's buried in them. This particular auction probably has more comics in it than we've ever had.
Now,
highlighted by that one that you just mentioned.
Yeah, anytime you get a first issue, it's big. Now, on like Batman comics from the 50s or whatever, there's some pretty good value to some of those if they're in good shape.
Yeah, the ones that seem to be the best ones that we've done with are superhero comic books. Not so much the Tom and Jerry and Archie and that type of stuff,
yeah.
But the superhero stuff.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, those type guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince from ERC. all the superhero.
Yeah, right.
Vince thought he was a superhero on the softball game a couple weeks ago. But
never again. Never again.
I bet you were flying pretty good, though, before you
heard.
For
a while, I was.
You were still moving like the old days.
Now I'm feeling
Vince,
it.
What is this 16-inch softball? What is that?
Yeah, come on. Really?
It's this spherical thing, and you get a bat, and you play against other people.
Yeah, that's Chicago softball with no mitts. It's a big 16-inch softball.
That's right.
Great game, actually. But I think, you know, it might not be in other parts of the country. Do you seriously not ever play that by you guys?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
really?
it's big
no
in
kidding.
Chicago.
Wow, huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I gave it up when I forget how.
Is it a regular softball made of the same material, or is it a
Yeah, it's just bigger. It's just bigger. When it starts off in the first inning, it's hard as a rock.
It softens up as it gets
hit.
Yeah,
and you don't
times.
Use a glove. Like 12-inch softball, you use a glove, but 16, you just use your bare hands, and there can be some rockets in it early in the games where you feel like you're almost going to get killed. But it's a great game, Bill. Maybe a little late for you to get into it, but
I'm not gonna do my Vince Clementium.
Yeah, if you value your hamstrings, you ought to probably just watch. Rather.
Well, at least in my final game, I did get a hit.
Yes,
and, you know,
we read your stats on the show last week. We even had your win against replacement stats.
My WAR. Okay.
Yeah, your WAR, your OPS plus. All right, well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles and get in a drawing for a free box of hoops. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Chicago basketball.
I'm from a blue-collar family where everybody works hard.
Taj Gibson.
So when I go to work, I really look at the small things. I look at people going on a train. I look at people tired with bags on their back, going for a long day at work in the snow. That's what I think about. I play for the people that wish they could live their dream up, but they couldn't. But when I'm on the court, I want them to feel like he goes hard.
To join the season ticket waiting list, visit Bulls.com or call 312-455-4000.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX, Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
See your nearest Chicagoland Acura dealer today for exceptional offers like 0.9% APR financing. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
The garage, where you go to satisfy your urge to fix. Even if it's just to replace a couple wiper blades. It's a small task, but at least you get to do it twice. 3 times if you've got a rear wiper. Now get $10 off instantly when you buy 2 Trico Onyx wiper blades for your vehicle. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
See store for details.
ESPN Radio.
With the action on the court, the diamond, or the gridiron,
comes alive.
The NBA.
The San Antonio Spurs are the world champions.
Major League Baseball.
The Boston Red Sox have won the World Series.
The new college football playoff.
The Seminoles have completed the perfect season.
Your home for the best in sports play-by-play.
ESPN Radio.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Keep your engine running smoothly. Change your oil regularly with motor oil and filters from AutoZone. Designed to help fight the buildup of sludge. It's like you have an army stampeding through your engine, fighting off any harm that comes its way.
Now we bid sludge farewell!
Get a 5-quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for only $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone! AutoZone!
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away this week a box of 2014-15 Hoops basketball. So it's a good prize this week. A lot of people stopped by this week with items. And if you tweet me a picture of something during the week, you know, and we use it, you will get in the drawing. Vip stopped by with a Lou Gehrig 1928 W502 PSA 4 graded card. On the back, it reads, "One bagger, hold what you got." I guess the card backs are different on those cards, Bill, but I think that card's probably in the 400 to 600 range in a 4.
Yes.
You're familiar with those Gehrigs?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think even some of them might even have blank backs. I don't know which ones go for more, but pretty good card. And then Jeff from Highland just tweeted a picture of Jermaine Dye 2005 White Sox World Series winning autographed baseball. I got to like that.
Make sure everybody heard the World Series winning part of
yes.
what you just said.
At one time, I was trying to get a ball, an individual single signed ball from everybody, and then I was going to get a frame with the balls around the outside and cards in the middle, and I kind of gave up on it. But I got a lot of them. I think Jermaine Dye is still probably a $40 or $50. He was MVP. You know, he was always one of my favorite White Sox. So, okay, now next on the line, we have the Green Lantern. What's new, Lantern?
Hey, now I know why Huggins is not taking my calls. He changed his number.
Only for you, Lantern. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Good.
I got a... had Reggie Jackson signed an original Reggie Bar wrapper. What do you think that goes for?
Now, was that at the show this weekend? Was he there?
Yeah, he was.
He was. Okay. So what do you think, Bill? Has a Lantern taken a bite out of that? Or like
actually, I it's funny. I have a promotional picture of him taking a bite of it that I also had him sign. I put that together.
Okay, that's cool. What do you think, Bill?
I couldn't tell you as far as value on that lantern. I mean, it's a neat item. I don't know how many other people have thought to do what you did. Probably not many.
Did Rodney take a bite out of that lantern?
I tell you, my wife's cooking this bed. The other day, she made a chocolate mousse. I got an antler stuck in my throat.
Well, I guess that's a no, but I'm thinking 100 to 200 lantern on that item. He does do the best Rodney I've ever heard.
Funny, very funny.
He really does. Here's another through Twitter. Let's see. We had, this was right last Sunday, Michael on Twitter had a really neat replica Patrick Kane jersey signed with the 2010 Stanley Cup Finals patch on it. I think that adds to it. It's really a cool-looking Blackhawks sweater, jersey, whatever you like to call them for hockey players. And, I mean, that's got to be a few hundred dollars. I would think, I don't know, really, I haven't had one of Kane just like that, but I think probably at least $400 or $500. I don't know. Bill, is Kane as big nationally, do you think, as he is in the Chicago area, Patrick Kane?
I don't. He's probably getting there. I don't know that he's there yet, as far as like a Trouter or somebody, you know.
Yeah, in Chicago, I think, like, to me, Taves and Kane, if they stay with the Hawks, and it looks like they're going to, I think there's going to be a statue outside the United Center of Taves and Kane. Or there should be, because you could maybe add Duncan Keith to that, too. I mean, those guys are incredible. Two Stanley Cups already. So, yeah, around in the Chicago area, they're about as hot as you can be. And speaking of Mike Trout, Bill, I noticed in the December Huggins and Scott auction, bidding starts December 1st, there's a Mike Trout signed 2013 game-used Nike Fielder's Glove with an MLB hologram.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that doesn't get any more genuine than that.
When you think of how good this guy really is, if you take Miguel Cabrera out of the American League, Trout's 23 years old, he'd have three MVPs.
Yep,
he was second twice to Cabrera and then first last year. I mean, it's just crazy how good he is at such a young age. And his collectibles are very valuable.
And he's pretty humble about it all, too, you know.
On a different note, Tom, I wanted to mention to you before we run out of time here, a lady is going to call you and come in and see you. She has Michael Jordan's house full of furniture. It was a house that he used to live in and a bunch of other stuff. She brought me some game-used Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen signed game-worn shorts and some jerseys of different of the team and stuff, but she has all of his furniture, his sofa, his pillows, his bedroom set. And I told her, I said, you should contact Tom because he got pictures of everything. Maybe you could put it up in the store. I just can't sell that because I can't ship sofas.
No.
And all,
I think I remember seeing that for sale a few years ago. I don't know. I guess apparently it never sold, or maybe they bought it. But I could use maybe, you know, a nice recliner and tea crown if she knows that. But, you know, if she wanted to bring in the info and actually I could put it on the wall at tea crown, like a little flyer on who to contact, because that's a neat enough thing. I for sure would do that.
Oh, it's oodles and oodles and oodles of pieces of furniture.
How did she get it all, Bill?
She bought his house. She was good friends with him years and years ago. And
so she bought the whole house. And so
I've been to her house. She has rooms full of this stuff.
Wow. That's
very cool.
That's neat. Yeah, that's neat. There's got to be a lot of value added up there. Larry from Wooddale's been on the line. Thanks for waiting. Larry, what do you have?
I have a Jonathan Toews signed jersey, Winter Classic jersey from the first Winter Classic.
Okay, that's pretty similar. That ties right in with the Patrick Kane. Like I said, to me, don't you think those two guys and maybe Duncan Keith, the three of them, statues, one statue for but when they're done? Larry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're definitely like the best players in Chicago for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, a Taves, that Winter Classic jersey's got to be a few hundred dollars. And is it authenticated, Larry?
It's authenticated by Frameworth.
Okay, I don't know who those are. So, like, if I had
that's Frameworth is the exclusive authenticator for a page.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll look into that. But if I looked into that and that's legit, then I could sell that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, nice, Larry. Very nice. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on for about 10 more minutes till 8 o'clock, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, and get in a drawing. We're giving away a box of 2014-15 Hoops basketball. The rookies from 2014-15 basketball autographs are doing pretty well. Jabari Parker's really starting to play. I think he just had like 23 points and 8 rebounds the other night. So it's a good group of rookies and a nice product. And ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner right to your door. And you can tweet me items. Let's see. Here's one that Joey just tweeted. For you old folks, this is an autographed album by Eminem. Oh, no, that's pretty cool. Tough autograph to get. Framed and matted. Very nice looking.
Is that plain or peanut?
Yeah, no, I think he is a tough autograph. Have you guys ever had one, Bill?
I don't think so. Yeah.
No, I think that's going to be worth some good bucks. We'd have to look that one up, but Eminem is big. That's one rapper that I actually don't mind, actually, Eminem. I like this picture, too, Joey. This is a neat-looking item. So I'm gonna say probably a couple $100 for that, and we'll see how close I am with my estimate. Let's see, going down here on Twitter, there's some other things here. We had, at the end of last week's show, Nomenclature on Twitter had an idea for doing, he wanted to get cards of the, I guess he found a site that had the top 10 or the top 20 by war for each team through history, and he wanted to get a nice card. I don't know if he wanted to get a rookie card. That would be a fortune. Even just getting a nice card of everybody could be a fortune. When you look at, like, the Cubs are going back to guys, there's probably, you know, Hack Wilson and those type guys are in there. But that would make a great collection, don't you think, Bill, if they're all graded cards or just a nice card?
Oh, yeah, especially, like you said, the rookie cards. Those are hot right now.
Yeah, they really are. And then another thing that you get in your auction quite a bit, Bill, are the signed rookie cards, especially the vintage signed rookie cards. A lot of times guys are going now, if they have like a Hank Aaron, a lower grade rookie, they get it signed. It really helps the value.
Oh, it does. And I tell you what, you go around the shows here, I mean, that I do around the country, and good luck finding off-to-pit grade rookies of these vintage guys who are still alive and can sign them. They get sucked up real quick. I mean, nobody, because that's what they do with them. They get them signed, and then they get them encapsulated. And a lot of times if you get them to sign it in the right 10, where it doesn't have any breaks into it, and you get it graded, the autograph, the autograph will grade a 10.
Yeah, so you might have a 3 or a 4 card with a 10 autograph, and it really can do well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next on the line we have Tim from Downers Grove. This is a neat item. Tim, tell us what you have.
I've got it's a team photo from when I played JC football, 66 or 67, I don't remember, and it's signed by Brian Piccolo.
I think all Piccolo signed photos that are authenticated go for at least $500. I haven't seen any sell less than that. Now, is this where, this isn't where it's an action photo of Piccolo? What's actually pictured here?
It's a picture of my JC football team.
Okay, so it's...
And the guy in the middle of the picture is actually Bill Laimbeer when he was a kid.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, don't get him to sign that because a Piccolo single signed is good. But if you have anything else from that, that'd be neat to get Laimbeer to sign that. Did you hate him then? Like all Bulls fans hated him during his career?
No, not at all. Actually, he was a pretty quiet guy. People didn't realize that he was from Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't.
Everybody thought he was from California.
Yeah. I thought he was from Detroit. I really,
eventually.
He was about as hateful a player. If you were a Bulls fan during the 80s and 90s when Laimbeer and the Bad Boys were all there, Laimbeer was the poster child for hating that team.
Absolutely.
But I think you're a minimum. If I had that, I'd have to look at it because that's a little different, rather than an action photo. But I think if that was authenticated, I think I'd have it for at least 500, and you'd probably want to auction that, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, certainly, Tim. Yeah. That would be a great item for our auction.
That Brian Song movie really kept Piccolo in the public awareness, and so people know his story, and there's people always want to. He died at such a young age, there's not a lot of autographed items out there of him.
Right.
Yeah, so great item.
All right, thank you.
Sure thing. Next on the line, we have Darren from Fort Wayne, Indiana. What's up there, Darren?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I listen to your show Sunday morning. I'm skipping church today. I just
Well, do whatever faith you are, whatever they do for penance, you just do a little of that and then listen again next week, Darren.
Well, I didn't have enough money for the offering. I thought maybe this picture would draw a little bit. I was in Chicago about, I'd say about 18 years ago, down there by Nike Town. I bought an autographed picture of Walter Payton.
Ah, now and is it an action photo?
Yeah. It's a 8x12, I'm thinking, but it's framed. It's got the certificate of authenticity and whatnot.
Yeah,
I believe it Wall of Fame or something down there.
Okay, I think the signed photos of Payton aren't doing as well as some of his, like, the football and helmet, and those things.
Yeah,
but
I checked online,
yeah. I still think you're probably looking for an 8x10 and a nice frame, probably in the 200 to 300 range. Like if I had it with a real nice signature and a real nice frame, I think, you know, you probably ask like 295 at T-Crown on that one.
That's what I was thinking. I think I'm going to give it to my little new great nephew. He's a big Bears fan.
Ooh, very
kid,
nice. Okay. Every season's not like this season, and maybe who knows? Maybe they'll win 6 in a row, right? Until they don't. I'm always thinking it's possible.
Right. I think I'd rather have Butler than Cutler out there today, wearing that number 6.
Yeah. Now, is it still supposed to rain hard during the game today? Do you know?
I think it's supposed to be pretty mild.
Okay, because it was supposed to be pouring already this morning, and it's not. So I'm wondering if the weather report has changed. For fantasy owners, actually, that makes a big difference if you have the fantasy players.
It's a big week for fantasy. I go up against you, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. Vince and I are tied for second place, I think, with the 7-4, and it's a big game, and I sure hope it's a good game. Yeah. I hope we have good scores.
Absolutely.
You know, the league that we're in is real big on total scores. So, actually, I just hope we have a high-scoring game. At this point,
that'd
I don't think
nice.
Our records
yes.
mean that much.
Yeah. For me, I just want to beat you. You know, your
okay.
points are like
I didn't want to say it, but I feel the same way, Vince.
Good. Glad we cleared that up.
Do you play fantasy football, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We have a Huggins and Scott league with all the guys in it, sure.
And what place are you in?
I'm headed for the cellar.
Oh, poor Bill. Is your son in it?
Yep, he's actually doing a little better than I am.
All
Josh,
right.
I think it's Josh may be in first place, actually.
Josh, you're kidding me. Oh, boy.
You know, those left coast guys, you know, they have nothing else to do out there.
Yeah, that's right. He's just sitting there on the beach looking up fantasy stats. Well, it's time to do the drawing for the box of 2014-15 Hoops Basketball.
The winner this week is going to be Steve from Twitter.
Steve from Twitter.
So, Steve, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, free of charge. I may even walk it over to you this week.
or limp it over.
There you go. That's right.
All right, so you can continue to bring items into Triple Crown during the week, and if you're thinking of putting them in a Huggins and Scott auction, I can help you with that, or at least I can tweet a picture of it if it's a neat item, talk about it, and you get in the drawing. So we're getting a lot of those, and you can tweet during the show. A lot of neat stuff that people are bringing in. Don't forget now to check HugginsandScott.com, and Bill Huggins is at the Fanatic Show in Rosemont today, so check it out. Look for Bill and the ESPN Radio sign at the show today. Have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.